Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. What do the American people want? It is finished. The Mueller report is over. It's out. And the president was found with no collusion, no obstruction, just a little bad behavior, a little angry behavior. Okay, you're right. It ain't finished. It isn't over. They aren't going to stop. That's just wishful thinking. What do the American people want? What do you want now? The Democrats, socialists, the Republican globalists, they aren't going to do their jobs. And they're not going to stop harassing this president. If you listen to them, that is their job. Their only job is to investigate and harass this president and get him out of office. Is that what the American people want? Is that what this nation needs? But they, meaning Congress, they're not going to stop. They're not going to investigate what actually needs to be investigated. What the American people might want to know. No. Well, in my head, my wants, what I want investigated, what I would like to see, you know, they're not going to do that. They aren't going to investigate and find true justice. I really don't believe they are. In my mind, I think it ain't over till the fat lady sings. Now, I'm not trying to insult Hillary Clinton's appearance. Not going to try and do that. But she is fat in the sense of her corruption. The scandals that always follow her, her hate and contempt for we the people. Evil doesn't follow this Jezebel around. She is evil, and she has many followers who would literally sell their souls for her, which just completely baffles me. My perception of our elected officials hasn't been positive for a long time, but in the last 15 to 20 years, what we've seen, the greed, the corruption, the deception, not just from a certain president or presidents, but from Congress. And it has escalated in the past 15 years. It's utterly, amazingly sickening what's going on in this nation. I do want justice. I'm not sure we the people even know what that is anymore. We've been deceived and distracted for so long. It ain't over till the fat lady sings. That's an old saying. It's one way I believe that we'd see some justice. If Hillary Clinton would sing like a canary and tell the truth, finally tell the truth about all that she's done against this nation, from Whitewater to the corruption and colluding of the funds of the Clinton Foundation, the Uranium One, to the buying of the dossiers, to the paying off Bernie Sanders so she'd win the nomination. But, you know, the love this woman has for the people of this nation was shown the night she lost the election and came out and thanked all those who sacrificed and campaigned for her. Oh, yeah, wait. She didn't do that. She didn't do that at all. Bingo. There is no love but for Hillary. While many say they will not allow this mess to slide until the real guilty ones, a.k.a. Hillary Clinton and many in the Obama administration that helped, and the FBI, are found out and the truth is known. But I doubt we'll ever see justice, unfortunately. If we listen to the elected officials, in particular right now, not cutting the Republicans any slack, but right now it's the Democrats. You would think that the American people want abortion, the killing of babies. They want legal aliens and amnesty all throughout this nation. The American people don't want President Trump. They can't believe you elected him. The American people want them to continue harassment. The American people don't want the Constitution. They want it changed. The American people want our land. They want our land and our rights sacrificed for a Green New Deal. We want our Bill of Rights destroyed and our guns to be taken. That's what we want. We want gun control. We want to be a controlled people. The American people hate the flag. The American people hate the national anthem. The American people hate our past. And all white Americans are racist unless, of course, you're a Democrat. All women never lie unless, of course, your sexual abuse claims are against a Democrat. All Americans hate capitalism and rich people. We hate rich people. We want socialism, a utopia where we're all evenly poor. We the people want free health care. We the people want free college. We the people want $23 trillion unsustainable debt. That's what we want. I think they, the Congress, got we the people all wrong. What is it that Americans want? 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410. I believe, I haven't talked to him today or yesterday, but I believe Daniel Turner will be calling in here in the next segment. He's got some great things that he's written on his website. If you go there, you can read his blogs or his articles there that he writes, and that is just simply powerthefuture.com, powerthefuture.com. Earlier this week, I had an article, and I don't remember that I got to it. I had it stacked in my papers, and I don't believe I got to it during the show. But it was in the state of California, in Laguna Beach, California. And there were some people, we've heard that phrase before, haven't we, that want the cop cars changed because they had the American flag emblem on the cop cars. Well, the council took it to a vote, and they had the townhouse full. And while all of these who were upset said it was offensive to have the flag on the police cars, why would that be offensive? Because they hate this nation. Certain people hate this nation. And they claimed it stands for white supremacy, and they claim it stands for this. Do they not realize how many people of different colors died for freedom? Do they not understand that? Have they taken the history books away and burned them so much that they can't figure it out? Well, it was a unanimous vote to keep the cop cars and keep the emblem of the flag on the cop cars. So what is it the American people want? We're told we want babies killed. We're told we want abortion. We're told that we want so many things. I don't think the Congress gets us. I don't think they understand we the people. I don't think they care to understand we the people. Today is Good Friday. We're not going to do Free for All Friday today. It's Good Friday. Unfortunately, we have this news of the Mueller report to talk about. And hopefully, although they're funny, Daniel's written some articles that the title is pretty hysterical. But when you really stop and think about what's going on and how crazy some people are, you got to step back and just shake your head. What do the American people really want? 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And we will be right back. Invest in a good night's sleep for you and your family. Families need to save money and be practical. A good night's sleep is first in helping you and your loved ones build your immune systems and strengthen your brain to be alert during your day. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the 4-pack special. Enter promo code BethAnn. You'll receive 2 MyPillow premium pillows as well as 2 Go Anywhere pillows for half off. Or call 1-800-978-6168. Be sure to use the promo code BethAnn. Your family, your friends, our nation is worth the investment of a good night's sleep. Machine washable, 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. MyPillow made for you. Bring America home with a good night's sleep. MyPillow made in the USA. MyPillow.com, promo code BethAnn. Bring America home with a good night's sleep. MyPillow, made in the USA. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE TalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and BethAnn help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and BethAnn are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. It is Good Friday. We're not doing Free for All Friday, but the question that's out there is, what do Americans really want? What do they want? But right now we have Daniel Turner. Daniel, what do you want? Happy Good Friday to you. And it is actually Patriots Day, so happy Patriots Day to you.
Happy Patriots Day, happy Good Friday, and what do I want? I want the Mueller report to be over.
Oh, my gosh, it's never going to be over. I printed it off, 448 pages of it.
Yeah, it's a lot of reading. I'm about halfway through, and quite frankly, I just find it very boring. And that makes me happy that I didn't go to law school. you know what I find interesting about it? Just a few observations, and they're not even political. But a week and change ago, when the Attorney General put out his initial report on a Monday, the media said, it's not possible. He received the report on Friday, and in 48 hours, he read 400 pages and summarized it. And yet the same media received it at 11 a.m. And by noon, they had definitive statements about it.
They'd read it all, probably twice.
And I don't understand how people aren't asking that question.
Well, I have to confess, I'm still three-hole punching it because I actually printed it off. And it's taken me forever just to three-hole punch it.
Yeah, so it's amazing that that same media didn't think that the Attorney General's office could synthesize it in 2 days, but they can synthesize it within a matter. So you wonder if they didn't already have their minds made up. And a second interesting observation, again, about our media and Mueller, and I apologize to your listeners. This has nothing to do with energy. But
that's okay.
It is topical.
It takes energy to put up with all this.
But listening to some of our opposition media, which is really all of it, the consensus seems to be, hey, look, he said there's no evidence of a crime, but we don't know what Donald Trump's intentions were, and therefore we have to investigate that there was some wrongdoing. And that's the opposite of what we got with Hillary Clinton, which there is evidence of a crime, but we don't know what her intentions were, so we're not going to investigate it. That's what Comey said.
He said there was
evidence of wrongdoing, but we don't know what she was intending, so we'll let it go.
Did you hear my monologue?
I apologize.
That's okay. You don't have to listen to it every time, but I made a comment in there. It ain't going to be over in my eyes until the fat lady sings. And I said, I'm not trying to insult Hillary Clinton's looks. I'm talking about she's fat with corruption. I mean, it just follows her everywhere. We can go back years and years and years, and it's always Hillary. She lied about this. She got fired for lying. And, that was during the Nixon administration, I think. She got caught lying.
Exactly, yeah.
And, it just goes on and on and on. But we're not going to see justice. I know that some of these other talk show hosts, we're not going to let it go until this happens, and we're not going to let it go until we see justice. But I don't believe we're going to. I'm just not that confident.
No, neither am I. And we didn't see that with the previous administration. They were all exempted from their wrongdoings. I was slightly one of the ones tied up in the Lois Lerner targeting of conservatives, and I was an audit under the IRS for about 2 years. And I'm a single guy who was renting a place and had I wasn't making a lot of money. I had the most minimal amount of investments and bank accounts. My taxes should take 15 minutes, but I was working in the Koch organization, and we were doing targeted ads. And 2 years I was with the Obama IRS being dragged through auditing process, and I know that was targeted. I know it was intentional, but Lois Lerner got a pension, and we're still paying for her. Whether the fact that she weaponized the IRS to persecute President Obama's enemies, political opponents, she's fine. Look at the people who were guilty of Fast and Furious, and that poor officer Terry died. None of them got targeted.
No. And, this Mueller report has cost us, close to $30 million now, and they want to continue more investigating. And they don't have money for a wall, but they got money for investigating. I mean, it's just craziness.
It is. And I think something I wish we could emphasize with our Democrat elected officials and that they need to do, I understand they're angry. I understand they don't like the president and they wanted Hillary to win. But you cannot in one breath say we need to come together as Americans. We need to put aside our partisan differences. Mm-hmm. All those sort of hyperbolic and feel-good sentiments they make. Well, here's a chance for you to put aside your partisan differences. The report is over. There is no collusion. There was no obstruction. They're not going to put aside their differences.
No, they want Barr fired.
Yeah, exactly.
Barr needs to resign. Exactly. He's just the president's lawyer. He's not the... I mean, they're just not going to stop.
Yeah.
And
no, they're
not.
And again, you can't always have it both ways that you want, all of us to get together and work as one. But then at the same time, you're going to be these complete partisan hacks. And so it's very disappointing. It's a huge loss for the nation because it's just going to go on and on and on forever.
I think they would. I hate talking politics. No, I don't really. But I mean, I think they would do better because I don't think the Democrats are going to fare well in 2020. I really can't see it happening well. I think they're just making everybody angry, and everybody's sick and tired of this mess. And even when, I don't know Attorney General Barr, but the way he comes off. He just kind of is just, his even tone when he talks or, when he answers these questions. And the gal yesterday that was saying, calling him, favoring the president, goes, well, I don't know why you would say that. And then she was saying something else, and he'd called something a precedence. And he goes, well, what would you call it? Is there something else you would call it? She goes, well, no, that's what it is. Well, then that's what it is. He went on. He wasn't going to answer her again. And it's like... So why are you asking me this?
Yeah, and he made it very clear in his confirmation hearings. He's a prominent lawyer. He's been attorney general. He made it clear, I don't need this job. Yeah. He may not even want the job. He said, my country's asking me to serve, and I'm willing to do it. But if you think I'm going to put my entire career and my future on the line to serve this president, you're kind of crazy, right? And he made that self-evident. And I think that's different. I think the president himself is the same way. I mean, his own wealth has taken a hit while he's president, think he's doing this for... But I do think that's different with certain elected officials on both sides of the aisle who really want the political power because they want what it means. They want the power, they want the money, the wealth. If you look at Bernie Sanders' tax returns, after he ran for president, he started making roughly four or five times the wealth. So if you're a know-nothing, nameless congressman like Eric Swalwell or Tim Ryan, why not run for president? You tell your wife, look, we'll raise a couple $1 million, we'll get a book deal out of this, you'll be invited on The View, and, you know, it'll be a year of misery, but a year from now, we can be raking in $1 million and $1.5 million, and it's worth it.
Yeah, it's
and I am positive that's why a lot
dream.
Of them are doing it. Yeah, exactly.
You know, Bernie Sanders said he wrote a book, and it was a bestseller. And if you write a bestseller, you can be a millionaire, too. And I guess that has nothing to do with capitalism. So I'm writing a book.
Exactly.
I have been for a long time. My listeners, I just heard them roll their eyes around. Beth, you've been talking about this book for a while. But I am writing a book, and it's called I Have a Pink Hat, Too. And it's directed at women. And so I'm going to be on that bestsellers. But the way he got on this bestsellers list, apparently there are companies out there that'll buy your books, buy X amount of books up so that you're all of a sudden you've sold enough to be on the bestseller list.
Yeah, exactly.
Thinking, okay, Bernie, first you took a buyout on the primary back in 2016, and then you get a new book. And it's like, okay. But anyway.
Yeah. And Bernie's town hall with Fox News, which I think was a good political move on his part.
I think it was.
He revealed the truth about himself when Martha asked him, so you want a tax rate at this amount. The Trump tax reform lowered it. Why don't you pay the amount that you think it should be? And he left.
He wasn't going to do it. No.
He scoffed at them. And then he said, why doesn't Donald Trump reveal his taxes? And I've said this to you and your listeners many times, and I stand by it because I think it is the most important thing. If in private or in your personal life, you do not live what you want government to mandate, you are not to be trusted. And if he doesn't want to privately live one way, then he cannot use the power of government to force us to live another. He is untrustworthy.
Well, he came out of the closet and admitted he was a millionaire. But he's not going to voluntarily give anything to the nation. And that tells you a lot about their character. They really don't love this nation.
Amen.
They really want to break this nation. We didn't talk energy at all, but you're going to be with me on Tuesday, aren't you?
Yeah. In a couple Tuesdays from now.
Oh, okay. I thought we had you down for next week. We'll talk about that.
We'll
talk. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. The question today, Daniel, thank you so very much, is what do American people want? What do we want? And we will be right back. Founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
Sustainable development or sustainable freedom? We cannot have both. Henry Lamb, the founder and executive president of Freedom 21, put together a unique booklet explaining Agenda 21 and the true agenda behind it. Learn the new language and what it means to you and your community. Agenda 21 is a UN project for America and across the globe. Freedom as we know it will end when Agenda 21 is implemented to us and on this land we call Free America. Control of land, rivers, food, roads, highways. Rewilding America. Agenda 21 rules and regulations will end private land ownership as well as private land use. Read and study this booklet to learn why smart growth is anything but smart. Henry doesn't just tell us the bad stuff. He has a plan for fighting and stopping the takedown of America. Order now. Send $7.50 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. It's sustainable freedom for me. Send $7.50 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I was talking about Daniel's articles that he has on his website, and that's powerthefuture.com. That's powerthefuture.com. And he's got one on there that he wrote yesterday about Bernie Sanders, who proposes an eco policy that is, if you can believe it or not, worse than the Green New Deal. He says that Bernie Sanders is calling for a banning on fracking and keeping conventional energy in the ground. He even calls for an export ban of coal, natural gas, and crude oil. During the President Trump's administration so far, we have become number one in producing our oil. I believe that's correct. And so they're going to take that all away. They can't have that kind of success going on. And we'll be talking with him again in a week or two. He also has an article here, which I wanted to ask him what kind of glue these people were using, because when I try to glue something or my man tries to glue something that I've broken, it's hard to get it to stay stuck, especially those little bitty tiny figurines, you know, and you knock their head off and you can't get them back on. It says, hundreds were arrested in London as eco-protesters glue themselves to the trains. I've heard of tying themselves to trees or tying themselves to this or that. But he says this is an action. It's called the pause. Our aim is to create moments in time when humanity stops and fully considers the extent of the harm we have done and are doing to life on Earth. Okay, these are the same people that are okay with abortion, I would say, but gluing themselves to the train. What does America really want? Now, that was in London. We're not going to... Surely Americans aren't going to glue themselves to the train. But what kind of glue did they use? I want to know. They used what? What kind of glue?
Super glue.
It wasn't Gorilla Glue? Are you sure it wasn't Gorilla Glue? Because that hits it. Gets everything. I'm just saying.
Gorillas are endangered.
Oh, yeah, so they can't use Gorilla Glue. Okay. That was a bad picture, wondering where that Gorilla Glue comes from. All right. Well, the Mueller report came out, and that's all we heard yesterday. And if you remember Wednesday when we had Melody Cederstrom on, it was, you know, I was giving the, and I don't have that in here with me, the national days, what it was, you know, and it was blah, 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 blah day. And I was telling my husband about that, and he laughed last night. He says, I think today should have been the blah, 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 blah day. I said, well, they're always going to go blah, blah, blah. The Mueller report is out, and Dershowitz, can think what you want of the man, Alan Dershowitz, he's come out. Now, he voted for Hillary Clinton. He is not what we would call a conservative. He calls himself a liberal. But he apparently does believe in the Constitution. He just likes liberal policies. But he thinks they've gone crazy on the liberal side. They're not liberals anymore. But he said said a long time ago the Mueller report should not be made public for the very reason that it was made public and what's taking place now in this arena. You know, it's kind of comical how somebody can read something and get one thing out of it, and somebody else reads it and they see a totally different scenario out of it. He says the Mueller report should never have been written in its current form, because it is unfair to President Donald Trump. Now, he doesn't care about President Donald Trump as far as his policies. He's not a lover of his policies. But he says it's unfair to him because he was found not to have committed a crime. He said he's been vindicated legally. But factually, morally, and politically, there's a lot in there that will be used by Democrats to try to show that although he may not have committed criminal conduct, he certainly committed conduct that's not desirable by a president. Now you stop and think about that. When he was running for president, they said, oh, he's not presidential, he can't be president. And then the behavior of Hillary Clinton when she lost. Was that presidential behavior? Someone who thought so little of her constituents, those that were fighting for her. I mean, they sacrificed. These people that get out on these campaigns, they sacrifice. But she didn't come down and talk to them and thank them. Say, we fought a hard fight. But we lost. You know, there's always a loser, there's always a winner, whether it's baseball, football, or politics. But she didn't do that because she didn't care enough about them. She was too busy throwing a fit and trying to figure out what was next. He said here, Alan Dershowitz, he said, I predicted months ago that he would provide a roadmap, meaning Mueller, to Congress for further investigations and impeachment. Also a roadmap for other prosecutors in various districts of the United States. And he's done exactly that. He said, that's appropriate if you do it discreetly. But when you issue a public report that includes innocent conduct, not non-criminal conduct, however, conduct that is condemnable, not criminal, that really violates the long tradition of the Justice Department in the same way that Comey violated the tradition of the Justice Department when he accused Hillary Clinton of being sloppy with her emails after concluding that she committed no crime. Now, that's exactly what and Daniel Turner was saying. It's the total opposite. You know, we got the opposite going here. Politics is killing this nation. I ask you, what do the American people want? And, we're live on Facebook these days, and every now and then I don't always get to read their comments, but I saw someone commented when I asked that question, liberty, liberty, comma, comma, liberty, liberty. And when we've got that, we want more liberty. Do we know what liberty is? Do we know what independence is? The Democrat Party lost. You know, when the Republican Party loses, they're not happy. But you don't see them fighting. You ever wonder why? Why is it they don't fight with the Democrats? And why is it the Democrats fight so harsh? I don't believe that they're really that different as far as policies they want. Paul Ryan showed you that he didn't like the president. He wasn't going to give him the wall. He didn't want to give him the tax bill. And it wasn't near what the president wanted. They didn't repeal and replace, which I didn't really like that idea, but I liked repealing, not replacing, the Obamacare. But what is it that the American people really, really want? We're going to go to Joe in Arkansas. Well, we're just about out of time. Joe, if you can hang on, and Neil, we've got two callers. If you could just hang on, we're almost headed into a break. But what is it the American people really want? And do we even understand what liberty and independence is? You know, I printed out this Mueller report. It's 448 pages. Now, Beth wasn't very smart doing that because Beth really can't afford that much paper. That's a ream of paper. But I thought, this is history. And I'm still on the air. And I'm a talk show host. And I need to have that in my possession. And I'm going to attempt to read it. I'm kind of like Daniel. I'm sure I'll get bored and sleepy. I probably ought to work on writing my book rather than reading that. But I think it's important that we know. And you can go online and you can download it and you don't have to print it. I just don't like, I'm old. I don't like to read things off the World Wide Web. But I thought it was important to have it here in the office. 877-895-5410 is the number to call, and we will be right back. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit libertytabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978-978. 6168 and use the promo code BethAnn to get 30% off plus free shipping. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the Range. We have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. It is Good Friday. I wish you a very happy Easter this weekend. We do have a couple of callers. We have Joe from Arkansas. Joe, what do the American people want? How are you today?
I'm still getting by. And the shortwave is coming in today, so I guess it is a Good Friday.
There you go. Awesome.
Okay, what I want to talk about is you asked what the American people want, and I think the American people want health, and they want prosperity, and they want the good life, and they want all the things of the good life. I think the problem is that so many have been misled as to what's the best way to get those things. And I think the basic way they've been misled is I think that freedom, human freedom, is the number one good and holy cause. You know, like Jesus said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free, showing that Jesus considered freedom the most important thing, and the truth is valuable because it supports freedom. And I've noticed that people that argue for freedom are always more honest than people that argue for restrictions on freedom. They always use lies and dishonesty and deceit in various ways to make their case. So I think that, and our founding fathers, I think they felt and knew that freedom is the number one good and holy cause that they fought for and that they established this nation for. But I think there is evil. There is a devil in this world.
Oh, yeah.
And I think the number one strategy of evil is to make you think that some other cause, which is good, you know, which is a good cause, which is important, which is, you know, righteous and holy and sacred and everything like that, is more important than freedom, and therefore freedom has to be restricted to accomplish this other good thing. You know, like health, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a good one. Everybody
good
wants
point.
To be healthy. You know, it's good to be healthy. It's a good cause.
We do have that in common.
What they do is they say, well, health is so important that we have to have compulsory vaccinations so that everybody can be healthy. You know, that's more important than people's freedom. Or we have to have socialist health care to make sure that everybody has good health care, and that's more important than people's freedom to decide how to take care of their health themselves
and to
choose whatever sort of health care services they want and go to the doctor they want and all this kind of stuff. And religion, you know, of course, finding the truth and finding the right religion is a good and important and holy thing. but it goes off the rails. You know, Thomas Paine said every religion is good until it gets political power. So I think where the Muslims and so many other religions, you know, the Catholics in former days and so on like that, went off the rails and, you know, became evil, more evil than good, is where they say it's so important for people to have the right religion that we must not have religious freedom. We must restrict people's freedom in order to make sure that they follow the right religion. And so on and so on and so on like this, you know. And environmental protection, it's very important to have good, clean, healthy environment.
You got it.
But again, you know, where evil misleads so many people and, you know, has
they
so many great...
They deceive you and then you lose your freedom.
Like that.
Yeah, they receive...
They convince you that that environmental protection is more important than freedom. Therefore, we can't just confine ourselves to stopping people that are polluting the environment in a way that's harmful and that hurts other people and so on like that. We have to have all kinds of restrictions on freedom and prior restraint on what people do in the name of protecting the environment.
So when you restrict freedom, you really don't have it anymore, do you?
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to let you go because I have another person holding and we're just about out of time. Joe, thank you. Good point.
Okay,
excellent points. Right. Thank you. We're going to go to Neil in Missouri. Neil, real quickly.
Drugs.
What?
People want.
They want drugs?
They want drugs. Over 70% of the population is on some kind of prescription drug. Another 20% are on non-prescription drugs. People want drugs. Anything that will numb their mind. TV, internet, religion. Anything that will numb their mind and keep them and avoid the fact of their life that they're stupid. And they're out there doing things that are making them sick, making them ill, making them ignorant. Anything that will numb that mind. And there's all these drugs out there of different forms of mind-numbing drugs, and religion is one of them.
Well, we have become the easy people, you know. Let's just take a pill. You're going to lose weight. Take a pill. You'll feel better. Take a pill. You this and that, you know. But I don't think everybody just wants drugs. I don't want drugs.
I judge people by what they're doing, not by what they're saying.
Okay.
And when I look at the population, the vast majority of people I've known my entire life, I can go back to my childhood and remember all the relatives,
taking a pill
all the family,
for something.
All the people, all want the drugs to overcome their stupidity, or their mind, numb their mind so that they don't realize how stupid they are. The only thing that's going to wake you up, there's only one thing, that's the law. The law is the only thing that's going to wake you up. And I know this personally because when I started studying the law, it was like I was coming out of a dream. It was like I was coming out of my, I'd lived my entire life in a fog. Then all of a sudden, the law started answering all the questions I've been asking my whole life. But most people take the drugs,
They got a false sense of utopia. All right, thank you, Neil. I appreciate it. You have a great weekend. Happy Easter.
Bye-bye.
This is Good Friday, and Good Friday marks the unjust murder of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Son of God, our hero, made such a sacrifice, a selfless sacrifice. He died only for our sins, that we may be forgiven, and we may live with him in paradise. And I hope that you have a blessed day today on this Good Friday. I want to share with you that it says in Isaiah 53:5, but he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities, the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. There's lyrics to a song I want to share with you as we go off the air. It says, they looked at him and saw a simple man, a carpenter with healing in his hands. They saw him calm a sea and heal a dying man. They saw, but could they really understand? They couldn't. They could not. He was just a simple carpenter, but he had healing in his hands. They listened to the teaching that they heard. They wondered of the mysteries of his word. They wondered what he meant about a father's plan. They heard, but could they really understand? They could not. Oh, they tried, but they could not. They listened to the teaching about a father's plan. But could they really understand? No, they could not. So finally, a rugged cross. They killed the man who would not suffer loss. And when at last they took what willingly he gave, he died. But could they keep him in the grave? They could not. Oh, no. They could not. Praise God. They could not. When at last they took from him what willingly he gave, could they keep him in the grave? They could not. This is Easter weekend, and I want you to think about the sacrifices that were made and the freedom that was given because of the sacrifice our Savior made on that cross. We talk every day about politics. I see very few politicians actually sacrificing anything. Do you? Few of them do, yes. But the majority of them that we hear day in and day out, they haven't sacrificed for you. What they're doing now to this nation, tearing it apart, it isn't for you. It isn't for freedom. It isn't for liberty. And Neil's right. The truth, when you know the truth, and the truth is in Jesus Christ, the truth will set you free. Happy Easter.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
There's nothing wrong with global communication. After all, high tech has made our world seem smaller. But now we hear terms such as global governance. Henry Lamb's book, A Short Course in Global Governance, is a clear education, indeed, regarding the importance of knowing and understanding global governance. Do you believe the UN should have power over the United States or any other nation? With global governance, there is no sovereign United States of America. Read firsthand and learn the true agenda of global governance. America says, private property shall not be taken for public use without just compensation. However, global governance says private ownership of land contributes to social injustice. Public control of land use is indispensable. Learn more now. A short course in global governance is only $7.50. Visit our online store at csctalkradio.com or send $7.50 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018 for your A Short Course in Global Governance.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide. From precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.